Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the story progressing yesterday was we've heard all these rumors about Jason Kidd and, you know, Ime Udoka maybe in Houston. And my first thought was, if this is the plan, they had no plan because clearly you're going after coaches that are under contract. But more than that, coaches under contract that are succeeding. Like Jason Kidd has done well in Dallas. And I think assuming they draft Cooper Flagg, which I can't imagine they won't, and assuming Anthony Davis is healthy next year and Kyrie Irving comes back, and like that's a really good team all of a sudden with the addition of Flagg. I'm thinking, why would Jason Kidd want to leave, even if there is quote-unquote mutual interest? But more than that, why would the Mavericks just be like, yeah, go ahead. What for a first round draft pick that could be late? I don't know. I don't understand it. And I am baffled by the way that this team is actually handling, or any team in this situation would handle it this way. That makes sense.
I have three thoughts that I feel like piggyback off what you're saying. Number one is that if you're the Mavs and you don't lock this guy up for a long-term extension, keep him there, help develop Cooper Flagg, then you're making a colossal mistake, right? You're already gaining the trust of your fan base, of the guys who are already on that team, and then you're going to add the number one overall pick, probably, right? And you're going to lose Jason Kidd to a team that could go win it all next year. Like, why would you do that? Number two, I think you got to be careful when you don't have a plan in place. Everything goes off the rails really quickly, and you lose all the momentum. You were talking about the momentum of the fans in the streets. Like, this city was like I've never seen before, mm-hmm. like I've ever seen in any sports town before, and it wasn't even the finals, right? Yeah. This was leading up to it in the postseason, and you got to be careful if you don't have a plan in place, because you're going to lose a lot of trust. You're going to lose the trust of your players, and you're going to lose the trust of your fans. And everything that Tibbs worked to build, by the way, a team that hadn't been to the Eastern Conference Finals in a very long time. He comes in during the pandemic, builds this team back up, and then you let him go. And then number three is that, you know, the connections with Kidd and Giannis and Kidd and New York, when you build a team full of big superstars with big egos, it doesn't always work. It doesn't usually work. It's really rare in any sport, right? But especially in basketball, the level of play right now, like to me, what I watch on the court is a bad product, right? It's been a bad product during the regular season. Everyone loves the postseason, but the regular season is not a good product. And then you're going to put egos on the court, and you're going to mess up the flow and mess up everything that's been built here because you want to win. I get it. Like, I grew up in St. Louis, so I can only understand to an extent. I didn't have an NBA team, right? But when you only care about the ego and the having a couple of guys who can work the floor for you, I feel like that's a massive mistake. And what the Knicks have built, having versatile guys, you could get more out of Bridges, right? Like there's more to get out of him. But when you bring in those big names and those big guys, I just feel like you've completely ruined a good thing.
Well, you're changing what you built, because this team was likable. This team had cohesion. I think to some degree, even this season was that. I think when you make a trade like they did for Karl-Anthony Towns, so late in the process before the regular season began and training camp, I thought that kind of threw a monkey wrench into Tibbs's plans and what the organization was. That having been said, I can go back to stretches in the regular season where this team was putting up 130 points a game and it was working and it looked great.
Special. That's different. That's rare in the league. And you have this chemistry and this gel. And I get it. If the players felt like their minutes were too much or they didn't like the way that Tibbs was running things, that's a different story. But to me, like what they had is very unique in the NBA. You're seeing it with the younger teams too, with the Pacers and the way they play. That's the way to do it. So when you bring in a new face, which is what they're going to do because they fired Tibbs, like you have to have a plan in place. Right. Otherwise, you're blowing it all up. You're just blowing up all that hard work.
In some degree, you're starting over because you're going to have the new voice. And I'm not saying by any stretch, if they do end up with a Jason Kidd or a Mike Budenholzer, I'm not saying it won't work and that they won't be.
Totally.
They won't take that next step. Of course they could. I mean, they got really good players. I still think Jalen Brunson is one of the best things New York has seen in a really long time. So that's all fine. And the personnel will be good. But then you mentioned Giannis, and I was going to go there too. Like, explain to me how they're getting Giannis. Like, I would think if I'm the Bucks that to give away Giannis, I want draft picks or I want really young players, because the only reason you give up Giannis is because you kind of feel like, all right, we won a title. This has kind of run its course. We need to start over. Trading, and I'm seeing all different things. I'm seeing everything from trade Mikal Bridges to Milwaukee to trade Karl Anthony Towns to Milwaukee to, you know, we're going to. To me, none of it works. You go into these trade things, like you got to match the money. There's got to be some semblance of draft picks. So, oh, that's right. The Knicks gave up a million of them to get Mikal Bridges.
They already emptied the tank to do that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of it doesn't matter. I know where there's a will, there's a way in a lot of cases, but I don't see the math adding up here to where you get Giannis and Jason Kidd, because to get Kidd, you also have to give up compensation. There's too many moving parts, and this is where I come back to. You made this this decision to fire Tibbs. Why? Because Mikal Bridges was upset with his minutes? Like, is that really a reason? As opposed to being in the conference finals for the first time in 25 years and winning numerous series in a 4-year playoff run that we haven't seen in almost, it's just, I don't know. It's asinine to me, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I feel like you're underestimating, like they underestimated what Tibbs did and how good he was at what he did in managing his players and managing the game. And you talked about the numbers that they put up during the regular season. Like, that's not an accident. That wasn't a fluke or a coincidence. Like, that's how they played the game. And when you have a style like the Knicks do, and you have so many role players, and you have guys who can do different things, and that's also because Tibbs knows how to put that lineup together, right? He knows how to get the most out of his guys. And now you're saying, you know what? We didn't like what we heard in maybe some of those exit meetings or what guys were saying. If that's the case, then fine. Bring in a new face and a new voice. But you are completely underestimating what that man did for this team and the players on that court.
I agree. And I think, too, any exit meeting, if you don't win the championship, someone's not going to be happy. I mean, you're not going to have 100% of the people just, you know, giving bouquets and hugs out because you didn't win. So ultimately, and you're going to have people that wanted to play more that didn't, someone's not going to be happy. One other thing, because this has also been something that I have seen when you talk about, you know, because people have said to me, yeah, but, you know, the regular season's not the postseason. Things get a little tougher. Things get chippier. And Carl Anthony Towns, and I hate using this phrase, but it's out there, isn't tough enough to play in the postseason. Well, then is that the coach's fault or is that the guy who brought him in? Is it his fault? Because you're the one that put this together. Like the idea that Leon Rose, I was going to say Hess, Jesus, that's in my head now. The idea that Leon Rose kind of skates free in this whole thing, to me, is criminal if you're on Tibbs' side of the ledger because he worked with what you gave him. Like, he has a judge. You know, another story I read 2 or 3 days ago was that Tibbs was too hard on his guys in practice in Chicago and Minnesota and really needed to kind of change. And he came here and he's changed. Now he changed too much. Like, what do you want from the guy?
Well, it's chicken and egg, right? Because you can say, oh, well, the players didn't like this and they weren't playing this way and they weren't tough enough. And then Tibbs was too much and Tibbs didn't do this, right? You can look on either side. And often it is, right, it's the manager, it's the head coach. That's the guy who gets let go, even if it's the play on the court. It is that guy who has to go because that's the only way to make the change. And that's not true. The grass is green where you water it, my friends. And the Knicks making this change, be careful what you wish for, because now you're going to bring somebody in who hasn't been with this team for the last 5 years, hasn't been building towards these moments. And I get it. New York is big city, bright lights, sexy pick, big name. I get it. Like, that's what people want. That's what the fans want. That's what the front office might want. But that doesn't mean that's the best decision for the guys on the court. And sometimes having that even keel dude who knows how to win and get the most out of his guys is the best person for the job. And this, to me, feels like a roller coaster that Knicks fans want to get off of right now.
And you know what's amazing? CBS Sports Network has up the list of coaches for the, you know, for the last 40 years, whatever, 35 years. You know what you had? You had stability. You had consistency.
Great point.
Knew who was running the show for this team. And oh, by the way, you know, I don't feel like we make enough of the comments from Jalen Brunson when he was asked, not just the one time after they lost about, is he the right? Numerous times throughout the course of the last few months where he was asked if Tibbs is the right guy for the job. And if you watch these press conferences, it's not just the audio. Go watch it. You will see the look on his face where he almost looks angry that you're asking it. And you've got a guy who has become your franchise player.
You wanted to play for Tibbs, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you just went, and whether it was the owner or I don't know who it was, but whoever makes that decision, that's like, that would be like, and I don't know if this was the case back in the day, but it would be like, you know, you got Michael Jordan, you got LeBron James, and you make a coaching decision and you don't, and I'm not saying the players run it. I get that. You got to make decisions. But it's as if you don't even give a crap what their opinion is of the guy that's in charge while you're succeeding. Like, let's be clear. This team succeeded this year. I know they didn't win a championship. I know they didn't beat the Pacers. But they took another step forward from last year, all in this process, while building something that seemed that was headed in the right direction, that was shutting down 7th Avenue 4 weeks ago. And now it feels like the air is out of the balloon, and it feels like, outside looking in, they don't know what they're doing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.